Good morning. What a joy it is to welcome you to God's house on this, the first day of 2017. Is there any place we'd rather be or more fitting for us to be than in the house of the Lord? Today is the day of new beginnings, a day of second chances. When you hear the word new, what are some of the things that immediately come to your mind? I suppose if I were to ask that question to a group of first graders, they would say, last Sunday, Christmas, we got some new toys. Or if I were to ask teenagers, they may say, we got some new clothes that we've been wanting, or perhaps a video game, Nintendo 3DS. And what of we who are older? What new gifts did we receive? Presents that filled us with joy and happiness, surprises that we didn't expect, let alone ask for. For example, I could ask the ladies in church today, did any of you receive any new jewelry under the tree? And did your husband shop at Jared's? How about the men in our congregation? Anybody here get a Craftsman Christmas? Some new tools to play with? In this materialistic world where our gift-giving sadly has become the hallmark of Christmas celebrations, we are indeed surrounded by things that are new. And yet I want us to focus this morning on a different kind of new. How many of us could use a new beginning with God, a spiritual do-over, a second chance to begin life in Jesus Christ? It's here for you today, in this hour, and I pray that you will accept it. Listen as the word of God speaks to us personally. Therefore, if any man or any person is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Have you and I ever wanted with our whole heart to become a new creation? It can happen today in this sanctuary. For those of you who are my age or older, first, condolences, and secondly, have any of you ever heard of a British pop singer named Jackie DeShannon? Remember her? She wrote this beautiful song that I think captures the hope and the promise for many of us who seek a new beginning. These are her words. There will be a new beginning. There will be a brighter day. There will be a new tomorrow. Love will find a way. One of the amazing things about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God's love does find a way. I need you to listen very closely now because I'm going to share something with you that will touch your heart and penetrate your soul. Hear the good news as you think back over your life. And I might add, this has eternal consequences. Nothing we have done in life prevents God from giving us a new tomorrow. No mistake, no wrong decision, no wrongful act of any kind can defeat God's will to forgive. Nothing we do can bind us irrevocably to the past, because God is always here to show us the way to a new life and a new tomorrow. You can rejoice in the absolute certainty that God is always with you, ready to give you a new start, a new opportunity, a new life. There's a dark world out there, and we as Christians need to share our faith and share the good news that Christ has risen. When news reporter Marguerite Higgins was covering the Korean War, she received the Pulitzer Prize for her perceptive, sensitive stories. On one occasion, she wrote about being with the 5th Company of Marines. Any Marines in church today? Semper Fi, God bless you. Thank you. These are the words that flowed from this reporter's pen. Picture it unfolding in your presence. It was early evening, and the company had stopped the march to grab some supper. The men were experiencing bone-deep fatigue, heavy anxiety, fear, and death. One huge Marine was leaning back against a truck, choking down a cold meal from a tin can. He had been in the field for several days. His clothes were stiff with dirt, his heavily bearded face encrusted with mud and almost expressionless because of the immense fatigue he was feeling. A news correspondent walked up and asked this Marine a strange and, in my judgment, a very insensitive question. If I were God and could grant you anything you wish for, what would you want the most? The Marine stood motionless for what seemed several moments. Then he lifted his head, and he locked his laser-like eyes onto the eyes of that reporter, and this is what he asked for. Just give me tomorrow. There will be a new tomorrow. There will be a brighter day. There will be a new tomorrow. Love will find a way. As I close this portion of the sermon from our New Year's worship service, I want to do something that's not done very often in the Presbyterian Church, and I don't know why. I think we should be about this more often. I want to offer you the opportunity, if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, to do it today, to come forward and stand with me at the altar. Or if you've been a Christian for many years, and perhaps it's gone by the side a little bit, you're not as strong as you once were, and you just want to stand up in front of those who love you and rededicate your life, I would ask you to do that. I'm not here to embarrass you or to make you feel uncomfortable. It's just an opportunity. Wherever you are in life, you may be a child today, a teenager, a student, a member of the military, a retiree, a single parent, a married couple, someone newly single because of the circumstances in life. If you feel the Holy Spirit urging you to come forward, make that commitment. Don't put it off. Come forward and accept your new beginning. And if anyone comes, and I hope you will, I would ask you to be praying for that. We will have a prayer together, and then we'll return to our seats. Come as we sing our hymn of dedication, number 370.